Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Here we are, 18 days until the election, and from my perspective, it cannot get here soon enough. With all the political advertising, it's as though all of the ad agencies from Washington, D.C. have moved to Montana and taken our TVs, radios, and computer search engines hostage until November 6th. Honestly, I'm beginning to miss the days when TV ads featured things like used cars, talking insurance lizards, and the latest offerings from Burger King. Now all we have is political ad after political ad, and they're not moving the polls, which is amazing considering how much money's being spent. And for all the ads we have to endure here in Montana, let's consider ourselves lucky that we're not one of the presidential battleground states. If we were, there would be no escape. I think they're even employing the Goodyear blimp and ice cream trucks with loudspeakers to drive through residential neighborhoods. It's a bit overwhelming, but we have only ourselves to blame. About 10 years ago, most states changed their election laws in what was supposed to be an effort to increase voter participation. We went from election day to what is now in effect election month, and for all the complaining that we do about the amount of money being spent, it really is a necessary evil if you look at it from a campaign's perspective. In the old days, everything was geared toward election day. You began your media buys about 3 weeks before election day and slowly ramped up as everything built to a crescendo. You wanted your ads to have maximum impact as the voters actually went to the polls. Now, with absentee voting beginning 30 days before election day, the campaigns begin advertising 7 or 8 weeks before the election, and since people are voting every day, once they hit that 30-day window, the heavy saturation media buys must be sustained for weeks rather than days. It's as frustrating for the candidates as it is for the public because they have to raise so much more money to compete effectively. In some counties, such as Yellowstone, as much as 80% of the electorate will vote before November 6th. So what should we do? I, for one, think we should go back to the old system where everyone voted on one day unless you had a valid reason to vote early, where everyone had to be registered to vote at least 30 days prior to the election so that election officials had a chance to verify eligibility, no more registration and voting on the same day, and where everyone had to show a valid picture ID, which also reduced the chances of voter fraud. What we have now is a long, drawn-out process that unnecessarily annoys voters. It all began with a sincere attempt to increase voter participation, but it's become an unruly monster that takes far too long. I've traveled extensively in communist countries and military dictatorships where the people would stand in line for hours simply for the chance to vote. In America, we could use a reality check. It's time to remind ourselves that voting is a privilege. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.